Clock, you might have to help me. Just move this over here a little bit. You sit to this side. So, you sit down there, bud. All right, sit down. Great. Everyone sit down, relax. So, our reading is from that. Harzak read a big chunk of Luke chapter 15. But actually, it's just one of the three stories that Jesus tells in that chapter. And it's a fantastic chapter if you get a chance. You should sit down and read the whole thing. It's really interesting because Jesus tells three stories in response to some questions that he's asked. And the first story he tells is about a lost sheep. That's right. The second story he tells is about a lost coin. And the third story that we just read, lost you. Yeah, that's right. A lost son. Two sons in this one, my two sons. But there's two sons in the story, if you were listening carefully. Hold on. So, hopefully you guys are familiar with these stories, and maybe the adults are as well. Because the first story about the lost sheep, do you remember the story? Anyone know the story? How many sheep did the shepherd have?
100.
That's right. At 100 sheep.
And then he had the sheep
concert. Hang on. Don't spoil the story. I've only got one this morning. So, shepherd has 100 sheep, and he, what does he do? 1, 2, 3, 4, and he gets to number 99, and probably he recounted, because usually if you think, well, it can't be, what's the cable there? It can't be that I've lost a sheep, so he counts again, 1, 2, 3, and he gets to number 99, and he realizes he has lost one of his precious sheep. And what does he do? Does anyone know?
He goes out and finds it.
He goes out. He leaves all the 99 sheep and he heads off and he goes to find his lost sheep. And he searches high and low and he finds it. And then he comes back, and we did it in our shout earlier. Comes back and he tells all those shepherd buddies, rejoice with me. Probably has his little sheep over his shoulders, right? And he's walking. He's been this big walk and he's found a sheep. He says, rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. And that's the first story that Jesus tells. And then he tells another story. And who, hang on, just a second. See if anyone else knows. Who is the person in this story of the lost coin? Does anyone know?
An old lady.
And she has lost, well, actually, I've misled you with here. She hasn't lost one pence, because I don't think you would get too excited. Maybe I'm just being a bit, maybe I'm really wealthy. You wouldn't be too excited about losing one pence. She lost a silver coin. Does anyone know how many she had originally?
10.
These guys are great Bible knowledge. 10 silver coins, which for this old lady was a lot of money. Loads of money, right? And she counted her coins, and she got to number
9.
And she, oh my goodness, I've lost one of my precious coins. And she, it says in Luke chapter 15, she got a lamp, and she got a broom, and she swept, and she tried to find, she looked everywhere, a bit like my friend there who loses her keys, or if your mum and dad ever lose their phone, or your dad loses his wallet, or mum loses her purse, searched high and low, and usually what happens, maybe it's just me, mums and dads, your phone is exactly where you left it, it's not hiding anywhere, or your keys are actually in your pocket, but you go through this big scary moment, you're like, oh, I've lost one. So the lady went through her house trying to find her lost silver coin. And what happens? Does she find it?
Yeah,
she finds it. And she calls all of her friends. She's so excited. So it must have been way more than a penny. Because if you lost a penny, I don't think you'd phone up your friends. Maybe you guys are too cool to phone them. You'd text them. Say, I found my lost penny. Would you? No, must have been a lot of money. So she called all her friends together and said, I've lost the silver coin I told you that I'd lost, I found it. And she says, rejoice with me. And Jesus says to the people listening to him, he said, you know, we get excited about finding a lost sheep and a lost coin. Imagine how much rejoicing there is in heaven with the angels when someone comes back to God. When someone who's lost comes back to God. Just imagine how excited the angels of heaven must be when someone who's lost comes back to God. Those two stories are kind of similar. Lost sheep, 100 sheep, one lost. Lost coin, 10 sheep, one lost, and both found. And then Jesus tells this third story, which Herzog read so well for us. And I have to say, I think this is my favorite passage in all of Scripture. It is the most amazing story. And you should read it again if you get a chance to remind you. Because in this story, how many sons are in the story?
Two.
Two sons, right? And the two sons. And the younger son goes to his dad and he says, "Dad, can I have my money, please?" And this is his inheritance. And so actually to get this money, his dad would have to die. And so he says to his dad, "Can I have my inheritance, please? My money is way more important than you." And the dad is very kind, actually, and he says, "Okay, I'll give it to him." And the boy goes off to a foreign land, and he wastes all his money, spends it on crazy things. And soon he's spent all of the money, and he's in a terrible state. He's got no money. And does anyone know what he has to? He has to get a different job. Anyone know what job he has to get?
Pig farmer.
He actually goes and works for a pig farmer, and he's so hungry when he's looking after these pigs. He dreams of doing something disgusting. Do you know what he thinks of doing?
Eat pig food.
He's so hungry. Well, it's not very nice. Usually pigs, you feed them all the scraps and the junk, the stuff that you put in your food. Who's got a food recycling bin? You know, all that's like potato peels and all that stuff. Well, that's what you give to pigs. And so the son is in such a terrible state. He's so hungry that he's lying there and he thinks, "I wish I could eat that pig food." What a terrible place to be in. And so he's lying there in this terrible state, and it goes on, and he thinks, "You know what? My dad has servants who have loads of food to eat, and he's a kind man. I think I'll go back, and I'll say, 'Dad, I'm sorry. I know you can't take me back as your son. I'll work for you. Just let me be your servant.'" And that's what he thinks. He says, "Right, I've got a plan." And he begins a long journey back to his dad. But he doesn't realize that his dad is actually looking for him. He's like on the front porch of the farm, and he's looking out, looking for his son. And he sees him, and what do you know what the dad does? The most amazing moment in this story.
He runs and hugs him.
It's incredible. So this old man, this dad, old farmer, he's gazing off, and he says, "Yeah, I think that's him. I've been looking for him. I think it's my son." And he pulls up his cloak, and he runs to meet his son. And the son probably starts his little speech, "Dad, I'm sorry, let me be a servant. I know I can't be your son." And the dad doesn't even listen. He just grabs his son and gives him a huge hug and a kiss. And he says to all of his servants and his family, "Let's have a party, because this son who was lost has now been found." And it's this really amazing moment. And the older son, he kind of grumbles a little bit. We don't have time to maybe think about that this morning in the story, but he's kind of grumpy and says, "Dad, what are you doing taking this guy back? He spent all your money, ran off, and I've been here working hard." The dad says at the end, "Son, you've been here, and everything I have is yours, but this son of mine who was lost is now found." And now what's interesting is the question. Jesus told three stories: story of the lost sheep, the story of the lost, and story of the lost son. He told these three stories about lost things and about finding them. And we should kind of say to ourselves, why did Jesus tell those stories? What was he trying to tell us? Well, what he was trying to do is basically paint a picture of who God is. Okay, he's trying to tell us, you want to understand who God is or what the kingdom of God is like, what God's kingdom is like, this is what you should think about. And I want to share three things really quickly about those three stories that I'd love for you to try and remember, okay? So the first thing is, we often think of these three stories, and this is for you guys as well, at the back, I know you're listening, or adults who are listening to the story. We think of these stories as the stories of things that are lost, right? Lost sheep, lost coin, lost son. But you can also think, and I would encourage you to do this, you can think about them as things that belong. Okay, they're actually stories, as well as things about being lost, they're stories about things that belong. Who did the lost sheep belong to?
The farmer.
The shepherd, right? Who did the lost coin belong to?
The old lady.
The old lady. And who did the lost son belong to? Where did he belong? He belonged with his father on the farm with his family. So although we often think about these stories about things that are lost, they're actually about belonging, because we have three things in the story that belong somewhere. The second thing I want you to remember is, it'll sound kind of obvious, but things that are lost can be found, but things that are lost can't find themselves, right? If I lost this pen, right? If I lost this pen, I wouldn't be sort of thinking, oh, pen, I wish you'd find yourself. It'd be kind of strange, wouldn't it? Or if you lost your, sorry, I haven't lost it yet, but if you lost your favorite toy, what's your favorite toy?
My toy dinosaur.
Well, if you lost your toy dinosaur, your doll or something, you wouldn't say, oh, toy dinosaur, I wish you'd find yourself. That'd be kind of strange, wouldn't it? Because a thing that is lost, it can't find itself because it's lost. And the action in this story, the energy was with what? The finder, right? It was with the shepherd who went out and found the lost sheep. It was with the old lady who went and found her coin. And it was with, really, the father, the son. When he tried to find himself, he couldn't. The father was searching for his son. And the third thing, and this is the most important bit, and I want you to try and remember this for as long as you can, adults as well. I want you to try and remember the image of God that we are being taught in these three stories. Because first of all, Jesus is teaching us something really incredible. Sit up. He's teaching us, you already belong. Okay? Remember what we said about belonging? The sheep belong with the shepherd. The coin belonged with the old lady. And the son belonged with his family and with his father. And so Jesus is saying, you already belong. You don't need to do anything. You already belong when it comes to God. And the second thing that Jesus is teaching us is that God is searching for us. Do you remember the old father and the son who was lost? What was the father doing sitting on his porch? Do you remember? He was searching. His son had been lost probably for a really long time. But the father was looking for his son. He was longing for his lost son. And that's the picture that Jesus is trying to paint of God in this story. That God is searching for us if we're lost. And the third thing is the most amazing moment in the story of the lost son. And that is that Jesus is saying, God is like the father who ran to meet his son. So we've talked about thinking about these stories as stories of things that are lost. We've talked about these stories as thinking about things that belong. And we talk about this last story often, the story of the prodigal son or the lost son. But another name you could give it is the story of the running father.
What?
Right? What does the father do when he sees his son? He runs, right? Imagine, he sees his son far off and he runs to meet him. And does he say, yes, son, you've done some terrible things. You can't be my son. You need to be a servant.
No.
What does he say? What does he do? He doesn't say anything. What does he do?
Be my son.
He doesn't say, be my son. He says, my son, because he is my son. And he gives him a hug. So you could think about this story as the story of the running father. So whether you're 8 years old today, or whether you're 80 years old today, like all these people behind here, they're all really old, right? Whether you're 8 or whether you're 80, you may in life sometimes think, what is God like? How can I think about God? How should I think about God? And one of the best ways that we can do that is to read the Bible. And this is what Jesus is doing in this story. He's telling us, this is what God is like. And in this story, we learn that God is the Father who is looking for his son, looking for us, and who runs to meet him. God is the running Father. Okay, so we could call it the story of the lost son, and we can also call it the story of the running father. That's right. Great. Thank you for your help. You guys go down, back and sit down now. That's great.